This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Police Department is spending its summer courting youth by showing movies, hosting camps, and playing catch. As KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, KCPD is playing the long game for recruitment and improved community relations.
It's a Thursday evening at the Boys and Girls Club in East Kansas City, and eight KCPD officers and eight neighborhood teens are getting to know one another. Not in a lights flashing, bark command sort of way.
My name is Chase Kuehl, born and raised here in Kansas City. I'm 27 years old, graduated from Raytown High School, and I've been on the force for 2 years.
But in a team building sort of way. And after a few minutes, all of these cops and kids are laughing.
Yeah! When you do that, when you identify with a person as a person versus a uniform or a station in life, then you can talk and get along better.
David Smith is president of the Boys and Girls Club, and he organized this program called the Youth Police Initiative.
Simply put, it's to train police and young people together to break down stereotypes and perceptions and negative images that they each have about one another.
Over the summer, Smith says, up to 60 teens and about the same number of cops will go through this training.
My name is Michael Lenore. I'm a sergeant with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
Lenore is the officer in charge of this program. He comes from a police family. His dad was a homicide detective. The point, he says, is to get teens and police to know each other better and then go back and touch others. The hard cases, both kids and cops.
So I think even some of our hard cases or potential hard cases that we have are still going to find themselves affected in a positive way because of this program, whether they like it or not.
The Youth Police Initiative, however, is just part of the summer with the KCPD.
What changed your mind?
Well, they have a really good science elective, and they need a better science teacher.
On a warm Saturday evening, about 150 people are watching the 2017 movie Wonder on the lawn at South Patrol. The popcorn is free. There's lots of officers milling about talking to families. And while the movie plays, Chief Rick Smith tosses a football with some kids. These summer movies are another way the department is trying to connect with the community, especially youth. But the department is also doing this.
Watch his hand.
Thirty teens are watching a shoot-don't-shoot scene on a simulator at the police academy in the Northland, and they are clearly enamored with the exercise. This is the very first class of KCPD's Summer Youth Academy. Call it Camp Cop.
Yeah, you could say that. It's really a fun, interactive week where the kids can learn everything there is about being a police officer in the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
That's Deputy Chief Carl Oakman, and the Summer Academy is his idea. He is another who says this is good for officers.
Just because a kid lives at 28th and Prospect versus, 135th and State Line, a 13-year-old is a 13-year-old.
Tell me your name.
Darren Faulkner.
And so far, how's it been?
It's been fun. Interesting.
Has it been more fun or has it been more interesting?
More interesting.
Now, about half the academy class was drafted into the program by parents and grandparents, but others, like Darren, wanted to come. The most interesting thing for him, seeing the SWAT team and canine officers, which was also a hit with his classmates. His dad, also named Darren, is mindful that he is the father of a young black man.
Not every teenager is looking to commit a crime. Not every teenager is looking to get into any sort of trouble. Sometimes they're just being teenagers.
KCPD will hold a total of three youth academies. In the long run, the department hopes all these efforts will boost recruitment of women and minorities. Right now, though, the point is for everyone to figure out how to better get along.